We welcome in the crew from the Cedar Room as we have Amber, Trish, and BJ joining us. And BJ, you brought in a special guest with you today.
We did. Good morning, everybody. We brought in Casey. And Casey actually helped us start out the Cedar Room as a mixologist when we first started up. And then as we went along, Casey started her own business, which we were proud to see her take that leap and go out and take that stride. And she's done very well, and she's been very successful with it. So for Valentine's Day, we're bringing Casey in, and I'll let Casey kind of explain what she's going to be doing at the Cedar Room.
Yeah, Casey, tell us about this business that you've started, please.
All right, so in 2021, I opened up Emerald Soul Beauty Bar. I do lashes and permanent makeup. This last fall, I added a really fun new service called Permanent Jewelry. On my booking site, I call it Soul Links. Mm. So to make a piece of jewelry, a bracelet, a necklace, an anklet, or a ring, a permanent piece of jewelry, I use a small tungsten arc welding machine, and for lack of better terminology, essentially the tungsten tip zaps closed a little jump ring that connects your chain, so it is then permanent until you cut it off or break it.
Until you decide otherwise.
So I'll be doing a Valentine's Day special at the Cedar Room. I'm going to do a sweetheart bracelet chain service. So there will be two timeless and classic styles of chain. Both will come in gold or silver, and then we'll have a daintier version and a thicker version of the same chain, and it'll be something that any couple can find that really suits them. And I have some other fun things to make it a really cool keepsake experience that you'll never forget. So in the next few weeks, I'll be sharing those details on my Facebook and Instagram pages. So follow Emerald Soul Beauty Bar, and I can't wait to work with all of you lovers.
Sounds like a very unique opportunity for the big Valentine's Day holiday, BJ.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun for the crowds coming in. And they're always looking for that special little something on Valentine's Day. A lot of people do flowers, and it's very popular. But we thought this would be just a little kick above to do for Valentine's Day as well.
Something else to do, or maybe do both. Right, Casey?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
You can never get too much for Valentine's Day.
No, my checking account might disagree with that.
Right. We're dropping knowledge here, boys. Hint, hint, hint.
So obviously we'll talk more about that Valentine's Day holiday in a few moments, but right now, Amber, we have some exciting events coming up this week.
Yeah, this week's kind of really fun. We had to postpone our date night from last week because of all of the snow. So tonight at 5:30, we are doing our date night for our January date night, and I am so excited for tonight. I get to talk about gin, which is one of my favorite spirits, and then we're going to go ahead with some old fashions tonight too. So it's going to be a really good time talking about some classic cocktails. We've got a couple really fun cocktails, and then we've got a shareable appetizer as well with that tonight. So 5:30, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, it is $45 per couple. You get your cocktails, your appetizer, and then an hour of cocktail in interaction and education.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And for folks that haven't heard about this before, Trish, this is a relatively new thing at the Cedar Room, but very exciting, too.
Yep. It's a good time. I don't know where else you can go and have a date and have an appetizer for two, and it's a total of four cocktails. They teach you how to make them. Amber's very knowledgeable about the alcohol that they're using and how to mix those, and so to be able to come in and have four cocktails, they teach you how to make them. Tonight we're going to run a classic crab cake. So they'll get a crab cake and a remoulade with their appetizer with their date night tonight. And they can also purchase the gift cards that you can purchase to do the cocktail class. It shows the following dates on the back, so you can purchase that anytime and then choose whatever class you want to come to. But you do need to call the Cedar Room and let them know that you'll be which class that you'll be partaking in, so that we make sure that we have enough everything set
there
up for that.
Yeah, there is limited space. Resources, so definitely want to act on that sooner rather than later.
I'm sure if they just showed up, we would make room for them, but it is a whole lot better if we know how many we have coming.
Absolutely. And Amber, Thirsty Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah, we have kicked off a really fun thing on Thursday nights. Also with the back of the house, we are running a from 4 to 6 on Thursdays. It's a happy hour, so we have discounted.
Happy 2 hour.
Yeah, happy 2 hour. Why not? It's one Thursday, not Thursday, not on a Thursday.
An hour is not enough.
So we have some discounted wines, our beers, and then our well drinks, and then our mixologist will pick a cocktail for that day, and that specific cocktail will be discounted. And then we have an appetizer list as well, and it's a half size appetizer, so one person can easily enjoy a drink or two with their appetizer. We just picked a few appetizers that would easily be halved and enjoyable for everybody. So if you haven't come in and tried the appetizers, it's a good opportunity to do so, and just try out some drinks too.
And the Valentine's Day holiday is quickly approaching, BJ. If you want to dine at the Cedar Room, need to be making reservations sooner rather than later, right?
Yes, definitely. Reservations, get them in as fast as you can. This year, we're booking up really quick. We're actually going to repeat what we did last year with our flight of fillets. And for that, we need you to call in on Tuesday so we can get the temperature you want them cooked. And so we have, those are an order option only at the Cedar Room. They're not going to be on the menu. That is just, if you come in, we'll try and serve those to you. But if we're just saving those for the special invitations that we're sending, so.
And if folks want to make a reservation for the Cedar Room for Valentine's Day or for any time, what's the best way to do so?
Always call us at the Cedar Room, 308-532-4825. You can get on our webpage. The reservation system's very simple to walk you through it. Or, like a lot of people do to this day, they call our staff, they call us, they text us, they email us.
Or stop by. Yeah. Right. If you're running errands and you want to just pop in, make a reservation by just stopping in.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And so for the Valentine's, I'm going to have Trish kind of explain what we're going to do. We're going to do two options where Valentine's Day falls on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let Trish explain kind of what we're doing there.
There you go. The week before, the Tuesday through Saturday, the week before, we're going to run a surf and turf because some people want to get their Valentine's Day taken care of early. So we're going to run a surf and turf all of that week.
Don't want to be accused of forgetting.
That's right. So they've got five opportunities to not screw up that week. And come on in and have the surf and turf. We're going to run that as our PM offering. And then Tuesday, Valentine's Day, actually, we'll run the Flight of Fillets, which is you get a Kona coffee encrusted fillet over a sweet mashed potato. Your second fillet will be over a creamed spinach. It'll be a crab Oscar. And then your third one will just be the garlic compound butter fillet over a garlic mashed potato. You get a choice of desserts for two. This is all designed for a couple. You get your choice of the carrot cake or the death by chocolate cake, and you get a bottle of champagne. That's $150 per couple. So you can come in, but you do need to reserve that. So last year we were able to squeeze a few people in at the last minute that hadn't reserved. But your best opportunity is going to be to call. They're going to ask you the temperature of your steak. They're going to ask you what dessert you want. We put you on a list. And so that's already placed. When you come in, you just give us your name and we start your food.
Awesome. And Casey, if folks want to learn more about your business, contact you. If they can't make it for Valentine's Day, what's the best way for them to do so?
Definitely my Facebook or Instagram. It's going to be the easiest way to get in touch with me. Both of those have a link to my booking site and my number. So I'm thinking to be at the Cedar Room the weekend before on Valentine's Day and then that following weekend, just because I know that not everybody can celebrate on Tuesday. So.
Yeah, makes it a little tricky this year.
Yes, it does. But
guys,
if you're a
else?
Man in your truck right now, just make the reservation.
Yeah, pull the trigger now.
Special events, Tristan, we're still booking special events. We're open Sundays and Mondays for special events. I've got Christmas parties booked actually through January 30th.
Oh, my.
But we got graduations coming up. We did lots of graduations, lots of bridal showers, lots of wedding rehearsals. So please reach out. Let us get you booked and get you in there, and we'll take care of you.
Anything else you guys like to add this morning?
Oh, we just want to thank the public for supporting us so well. We've had another great year. 2022 was a great year for us, and we're kicking off 23 stronger, actually, than we did 2022.
Awesome.
And that's just due to the support of our fans out there, I guess we'll call them.
Oh, absolutely. The Cedar Room fanatics.
Right, right. and this year we're going to bring in a couple more different deals as we go along, but I'm not going to tell you what those are. You just kind of pay attention and watch our Facebook posts.
And another year celebration event. I know you guys are subtly planning a little bit.
We are. We're planning on that. Hector kind of let a little bit of it go last time he was on the radio. We are going to have a concert downtown. That'll just be the Cedar Room concert for our third year anniversary.
And don't worry, folks, it's not going to be just BJ and Hector performing. They might take a turn on the stage, but we are bringing in some musicians. So
definitely. You don't want me out there.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time as always. Look forward to seeing you in the studio soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.